15.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Show us about your calls. We go to them. Dan in New Jersey on the amp line. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was calling to talk about interpreting the Constitution, and I don't even really consider myself a constitutionalist, but I'll sometimes argue points from a constitutionalist point of view just because at least some people have heard of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you know, the government was restored to a constitutional form of government, there would be some things that they could do that I don't think a government should do.
Yes, I agree.
But anyway, point of this is today I was listening to NPR, and they had this guy on. His name is Lawrence Tribe. He's a constitutional law scholar at Harvard.
Those guys are lying. Anytime you hear those kind of words in front of somebody's name, they're a liar.
A constitutional law scholar?
Yeah, well, yeah, constitutional professor, professor of constitutional law. You pick the word constitution. You got to be very careful with it because the vast majority of people that you know, have that in their in their title are liars.
Like Barack Obama?
Yeah, he's a liar.
Yeah.
Well, this professor was actually one of Barack Obama's professors, and
more proof.
He served as one of his advisors during the campaign.
Okay.
But the reason he was on NPR is he was talking about his new book, which is called The Invisible Constitution.
Oh, God.
And it's all about the Constitution that's not written on the page, the hidden meanings of the Constitution. And he said some things that I was really disgusted by.
Yeah, I've actually heard this guy on NPR before. Yes.
Can you give me some examples?
Yeah, the main point that he made that I thought was just awful was he was talking about how the Constitution has an intrinsic meaning for the federal government to maintain the solidarity of the Union. And he said that, oh, well, while this isn't written in ink on the page, it was written in blood at Gettysburg.
Ah, okay.
Well, yeah, but Gettysburg was 80 years after the Constitution was written. So, I mean, he may talk about the office of the president has now been imbued with this sort of authority and this mandate, and I wouldn't disagree with him that it has been imbued with a mandate to keep the Union together by Abraham Lincoln and the fact that, you know, the people of the United States of America and the Confederate States didn't hang him for violating the Constitution and for creating a fiat currency and for instituting the draft and for doing all kinds of terrible, reprehensible, tyrannical things. I wouldn't disagree that, you know, the office has. However, the Constitution's just something that's written down.
Yeah. Well, the thing that really bothered me about it is his kind of sense of relativism, that
mm-hmm.
The Constitution can mean absolutely anything you want it to mean.
Yep.
At any time. Just given the historical context. And
just kill some people. Yeah, and you can make it mean what you want.
Yeah, and he, you know, I don't like it when people act like the Constitution is some kind of, you know, ancient artifact of a document that was found in, you know, ancient Egypt, and it's written in some dead language, and who knows what it means. I think it's really clear if we look at the, you know, historical context and the other writings of the founders of this country, exactly what it meant. None of them liked a tyrannical government. None of them wanted a large government or a powerful government, with the exception of a few, you know, like Hamilton.
Right.
But for the most part, most of the founders were completely against idea of a powerful central government.
All very
true. And it's just ridiculous to think that the Constitution can mean anything at any time.
Well, it just goes to show how pointless it is to even have one. I mean, obviously nobody cares about what it says. The people that call themselves liberals have their beliefs about it. The people that call themselves conservatives have their beliefs, and they all of their beliefs essentially encompass the same idea, and that is that, well, this document means what we say it means.
Right. The fact is, I have I've been on like these conservative blog sites, and been in arguments with people about the constitutionality of the borders. The fact is, it's unconstitutional for the United States government to regulate immigration into the United States, except perhaps for the original 13 colonies. Perhaps. But really it says only up to like 1806 or something.
Dan, any other thoughts?
No, that's it. The only other thing I was going to mention is recently someone brought up that they were on a government computer. I don't know if they were on a military base or what. And they said that Free Talk Live was blocked there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm active duty Air Force, and I was on Free Talk Live today. And the only part of the website that's a problem for me is the actual live stream.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard. I'd gotten an email or two from somebody verifying that they could get on the site, but they can't listen due to a terrorist reason or something like that.
Yeah, the only problem I have is the live stream. I can stream the archives and download the archives and everything.
Do they block other live streams? Is it just a general block against live streams?
Yeah. It's all the file formats that would, you know, initiate a live stream and pop up your player and whatnot.
So it's not just targeted at Free Talk Live. It's anybody doing a live stream on the internet. You can't get it.
Yeah, it's any live stream, any real audio or, you know, any of the others.
Great. Thanks for the info, and thanks for the call, Dan. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So whether you want to comment on the Constitution, which is, unfortunately, just another piece of paper, and that's how they all treat it.
Well, they do now. I mean, it did have some effect when the general populace read it and believed that it meant what it said.
Wow, when did that happen?
Well, I mean, it's been kind of a steady decline, but one could argue that relative to today, 1850s, pretty constitutional time. I mean, they would never consider a federal drug law without an amendment.
I remember
they would never consider drug law.
I think it was Grover Cleveland, a Democrat, said that he didn't see the role of the federal government as being reacting to disasters.
A lot has changed.
There's been a lot. I'm not saying that things aren't better as far as freedom goes for a couple of very prominent ethnic groups. But however, when you look at the whole, the fact is the government's become larger and more intrusive.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231. The latest on Cop Busters. A few weeks ago, we had Sam from the Obscured Truth Network dial in to tell us about what he'd been involved with. He teamed up with Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted, who we've had on the show in the past a number of times, actually. And they were doing essentially a reverse sting on the cops. They set up the cops and busted some bad cops, and it's now kind of blown up. It actually blew up pretty big when it first when the first video hit the scene on the internet, and it's continuing to generate new press. The Raw Story at rawstory.com has the latest on the Copbuster situation. An anonymous tipster appeared to be harrying cops. It sounded like the plot of a latest TV pseudo-thriller. A rogue cop, a woman scorned, a helpless father, a drug grower, a small-town pastor, and police that play fast and loose with the Constitution, all colliding after an anonymous letter tipped off police to an alleged marijuana farm in a Texas town. Barry Cooper, a 39-year-old former drug cop turned filmmaker, said that short, poorly written and unattributed letter was a key that tied together the motley crew of characters in his latest documentary. Preview of the documentary, a reality show Cooper has dubbed Cop Busters, that's Cop Busters with a K, is available exclusively from Raw Story at the bottom of the page. And actually, it's not exclusive to Raw Story because it's on YouTube, too, on Barry's Never Get Busted YouTube channel. You can see it there as well. But it's actually a pretty good trailer, and I love Barry Cooper. I have to say, I love watching Barry Cooper yell at the police, and you can see this happen in the new trailer. If you go to the rawstory.com, you can find it there. YouTube, look for the Never Get Busted channel, and it's the newest upload. It's a 3-minute-long trailer. And it's just great. I mean, Barry is yelling at the cops for coming out and raiding his house. In fact, they get some quotes here from him in a moment. But the cops are looking for pot, and they didn't find it. In fact, they found a house full of cameras and a little note left on the wall that told them they were being recorded for a new reality television show. And so we'll give you a little more detail on exactly how all this came about. What was the anonymous letter about? Because people have been speculating. Was it Barry? Did the Cop-Busters crew send the letter, or did the police manufacture the letter as an excuse to raid the home? This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll-free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
And this is really your last chance to incorporate before the end of the year. Incorporation can save you all kinds of money when it comes to taxes and those kind of things, and you can do it quickly and easily at LegalZoom.com. I've used the LegalZoom service. I did it actually for a will. They ask you a few questions. They fill out the form for you. They send it to you. You sign it. Bam, you're done. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off of your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. As we continue here, the latest on the Copbusters story, wondering what's the deal with this letter? I mean, we're talking about Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted, who NeverGetBusted.com, who has set up this brilliant reverse sting television program that he is, I'm sure, busily shopping around to various different TV networks called Copbusters, where they go in and they set up a situation that is just so enticing to the corrupt cops, they just can't resist. And in this case, they set up what appeared to be a marijuana grow operation. They put up big growing lights and two little Christmas trees. They didn't actually have any marijuana in there.
Right, because it's not illegal to have a whole room set up for growing things as long as you're not growing marijuana in
them. Correct. You could be growing tomatoes or Christmas trees or whatever.
Right.
And so that's what they were doing. They were venting it like somebody might vent a marijuana grow operation. Really made it look like it would have been a marijuana grow operation. And the police apparently claimed they received an anonymous letter. Now, the story here is from rawstory.com. Where the anonymous letter allegedly said the following: "I'm leaving Odessa because my boyfriend is out of control," the anonymous female allegedly wrote to the Odessa police on December 3rd. "I can't talk to the police because I have traffic warrants." The mysterious tipster claimed 80 marijuana plants were nearing harvest at a small house in a West Texas town, and that officers only had a few days to nab the culprit. "He doesn't know I'm telling and thinks I don't know about him cheating on me. He has been growing pot for a long time and never gets caught, and he's getting sloppy." Based on the tip, police conducted surveillance on the house and determined several of the general statements about the property to be factual. Within 12 hours, Judge McCoy of the district court had signed a search warrant based upon the letter and the police department's periphery follow-up, and the raid was on. Little did the officers know, inside the house, the flora bathed beneath bright, heat-emitting grow lights wasn't marijuana, but instead miniature Christmas trees. As officers invaded with guns drawn, it quickly became apparent they'd been had. A handwritten poster proclaimed they'd just become part of Cooper's new reality show, Copbusters. And bust the cops he did. According to the Odessa American, Terry Pierce, who also works as an associate police chaplain, denies giving the officers the letter. So apparently, on Monday, the American reported that the local police made a mistake filling out the affidavit. Instead, the police chaplain, Pastor Terry Pugh from the First United Pentecostal Church, apparently delivered the letter to them. Odessa City Manager Richard Morton insisted it was a simple mistake. The letter was allegedly given to officers with Pastor Terry written on the open envelope. "Someone played on my sentiments," Pugh told the American. "Had I known that, I never would have been involved in it. I thought I was helping the police catch bad guys." It wasn't just this erroneous affidavit, but the judge granted a bad warrant based solely on an anonymous tip, said Cooper. "The Supreme Court has said an anonymous tip is not enough. Maybe we should make a new show called Judge Busters." Cooper originally planned his first sting for an undisclosed location in Washington State, but after being contacted by Odessa resident Raymond Madden, whose daughter Yolanda was arrested back in 2005 for possessing methamphetamine, Copbusters shifted course. "The police got the wrong person, claims Yolanda's father on the Copbusters trailer. They thought she was someone else, but once they'd made the bust, they had to go through with it. You can't just say, oh, sorry, we planted drugs on you."
They don't seem to like to be wrong. It's amazing.
Right, and they don't want to admit they were wrong. They don't want to say they're sorry and have to be in that position.
They work for the government. They don't have to say they're sorry.
Man who answered the phone at the police department declined comment. The sting was designed, said Cooper, to embarrass the cops that arrested Yolanda and to put a public face on police neglect of the Fourth Amendment. You know, the right to privacy, right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. Of course, it likely crossed Cooper's mind that several of his former partners are cops in Odessa, or that his former narcotics task force was once based there. The way he describes it, revenge is not atop his list. To Cooper, Copbusters is almost a humanitarian mission.
Free Yolanda, he yells in the footage. Y'all planted drugs on Yolanda, and we're going to get her released and get the crooked cops busted. If you're a good cop, great, but you're not. You raided my house, and nothing's going on. The American quoted Cooper saying he believes the police got together to make up this effing letter. So Cooper is saying that it wasn't his team.
Wow.
Which means that the police did a flyover, spotted the lights, concocted the letter.
How could this letter be anything but concocted? If Cooper's saying it's not so, and you know, I guess I have to believe him with that. There's no boyfriend, there's no girlfriend, nothing.
Right, and it's anonymous, so you don't know who delivered the letter. There's no way to trace anything. And if the cops really did that, then that's proof that what they really do is they fly around over houses with their thermal imaging equipment, and they spot houses that they consider suspect, and they go roundabout through illegal processes to go about in raiding those homes, which is, all of that's illegal. They're not allowed to just go around and spot houses like that.
They're not allowed to bust a house on an anonymous tip either.
Thermal imaging cameras, he claimed a raw story, were used to seek out heat from the grow lamps inside the rental house, an investigatory technique the Supreme Court has declared unconstitutional, but is still frequently used, especially in aerial observation. You know, the fact is, if the cops go out and they break the law, and only the cops know they've broken the law, then the law hasn't been broken as far as they're concerned.
If a tree falls in the forest.
Right. What I'm telling people is anyone could have sent that letter, said Cooper. Anyone who gets pissed off at someone else could have dropped the letter in the offering basket at church or sent an anonymous tip to the police. That's the point of the court's logic, to prevent people from triggering false raids. Rostory pressed him on the letter's origin, but Cooper stuck to his story. No, really, that's all I'm saying about the letter. Anybody could have written it. It doesn't matter who it came from. An anonymous tip is not enough to raid the home.
So is he saying that he didn't write the letter or that he doesn't know anything about the letter? It sounds to me like he's waffling a little bit here.
It said he believes the police got together to make up the letter. He believes that's what the police did.
Yeah, but here on the pressing thing, I don't know what it sounds. I don't know. It sounds like what I'm hearing you read there sounds like he might know something about it.
While Cooper may be the most obvious suspected source of the letter, there's no evidence thus far to tie him to it. A good thing for him, because a false crime report is itself a crime. Well, now there could have been. Well, I guess you're right. There could have been drugs in the house, right? I mean, if it's anonymous report. There could have been drugs there at one point, and then they swapped it out for Christmas trees.
Well, what are you going to do? Cite that as your defense if they were linked to the letter and say, no, I was actually growing an excess of 80 pot plants there.
Naturally, the Odessa
you
Police
just
Department.
It. Sorry, the only thing left is Christmas trees.
Yeah. The Odessa Police Department's looking into pressing charges. Likewise, Cooper
says he
plans to file a $10 million federal lawsuit. Both remain to be seen at this point. Now, it's been several weeks now since this went down, and the cops have not yet figured out any way to press charges against Cooper and his crew. Apparently, by the way, they're in the middle of working on a new sting, which not sure exactly what that's going to entail, but I was talking with Jason Osborne today from SACL CAI, throwing around an idea. I'll share that with you here in a moment. And we'll come back with more of your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free on the site, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams, got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, as well as a webcam, all free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. That again, listen.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the latest on the Copbusters situation. That's Copbusters with a K, copbusters.com. Barry Cooper, his wife Candy, our buddy Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, all behind the scenes on this particular program and this Copbusters show that they were busy filming down in Texas. They caught some cops doing some corrupt stuff, which apparently isn't that hard to do. They set up a fake grow house, and the cops raided it based on the flimsiest of evidence, just basically an anonymous tip, which Cooper is alleging the cops themselves actually made because they did a flyover of the neighborhoods just on a routine basis, spotted the lights, and then made up the anonymous letter to justify what they did, which, of course, it doesn't justify what they did. But they busted them good. They got video footage of it all. And Barry Cooper, actually, last year was one of the speakers at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum where we attended. And it was a great event, and they're going to do the Liberty Forum again. I don't know if Barry is coming this year or not. They haven't filled out the entire speakers list yet, so perhaps they're inviting him, and he just hasn't confirmed yet. But nonetheless, there is a long list of great speakers that you'll be able to see in 2009, some huge names, people like Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World, David Nolan, the founder of the Libertarian Party, Richard Heller from the Heller versus D.C. gun case from over the summertime, Glenn Jacobs, you might know him as WWE's Kane, David Berglund, the Libertarian Party presidential candidate from, I think, 1980-something, and Adam Kokesh from Iraq Veterans Against the War, Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty, so many more to be announced. announced. Plus, it's not just about meeting big names. It's about meeting some of the activists that are boots on the ground here in New Hampshire, getting active for liberty, both in the political realm and in the realm of non-cooperation and civil disobedience, market activism, creating new media. People like you, Nick, and your co-host Toby over at Free Minds TV, you guys are there every year. Free Talk Live is there, broadcasting live. We might even have a media panel that we'll get to host this year, so that should be fun. We'll have a bunch of media people in, like you guys from Free Minds TV, maybe Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report, and we'll talk to Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. We'll talk about creating media. So it's a networking opportunity. It's a convention. There are panel discussions, keynote speeches, dinners, great networking opportunities, parties after hours. It is a blast. And you should be there if you love liberty, especially if you're considering moving to New Hampshire, because it will give you a real good taste of what it's like to be around a bunch of people that think like you do, people that love liberty. And you can go and get signed up at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use our discount code to save 10%. That's 2009FTL. It's a 10% discount for you if you use that code, 2009FTL. Get registered at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So we're talking about the Copbusters situation. Copbusters, you can go to copbusters.com with a K to learn more, to see the trailer. You can actually see that on Barry's Never Get Busted YouTube channel of what's coming soon with the reverse sting that was so brilliantly executed against the police. The police, they can't bring Barry Cooper up on charges yet. They haven't figured out what to do about this. They got caught red-handed doing some very, very naughty things, and Barry's just getting warmed up. This was the first episode of Copbusters, and they're already talking about going out and filming another one. Now, they're not going to do the other one in Odessa, because obviously the cops are on to them there, but there are plenty of corrupt police departments across the country, all kinds of corrupt cops with which they can set up, or whom they can set up.
Now,
with their...
is the idea that it's going to run as a TV series at some point, if they can get some interest in it, like, with seasons and several episodes a season? Or is it just that there's going to be a couple specials?
I don't know what the plan is. I'm not sure. I'm not on the inside, the business track of it. But obviously this takes a lot of effort to set one of these things up. It took them a lot of time, I guess, to work all this together. And they had to rent a house and set the grow lights up. And it was pretty lengthy.
And there's a risk of arrest there. I mean, even if you're not doing anything illegal, the police are still going to try to charge you.
There's a risk of murder there.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. You're talking about the organization that would be doing the investigation of your demise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, once your profile's high enough, though, they do have to try
to be careful.
But it's not.
That's true. You have to get that profile raised first, but Barry Cooper turned up dead in this given jurisdiction doing one of these shows, I think even at this point, I think it would raise a lot of questions.
Well, from what I understand, as far
as... Yolanda, maybe? Oh, I'm sorry, she's still in prison.
Yolanda is the woman they're doing this for. She was arrested. The cops allegedly planted drugs on her. She's been in prison for years now, and her dad would like her to get out. So that's the reason why they set up these corrupt cops. You're right, Mark. I mean, there could be some really nasty consequences from this. But, you know, Barry's awesome. He is willing to put it on the line, and he's trying to make good. I mean, Barry's trying to make good on the awful things that he did as a cop. When he was a narcotics officer, he ruined people's lives, and he knows that now. And this is kind of his karma. I mean, he's trying to put some good karma out there and do the right thing and make up for all of the awful things that he did in the past. And so I think he's a hero, and I think that him and his wife and the rest of the guys behind the scenes at Copbusters, I hope they have good luck with their continuing exploits, because they are going to continue. They're shopping this around, I'm sure, at various different TV networks, and they're working on their second episode, I think, as we speak. I was talking with Jason Osborne from SACL today, who's somehow involved. I'm not sure how. He's apparently not investing on this one. But Jason was telling me that they're talking about maybe having a black guy drive around a white neighborhood.
That's dangerous.
And see what happens with that. And I said, that's a great idea, because the guys over at the Police Complaint Center actually did that back in the 90s. And the Police Complaint Center and I actually suggested that Barry get together with this guy over at the Police Complaint Center, Diop Kamau. He is a former cop as well, who was, I think, frustrated with a lot of the corruption in the police departments. And he's been essentially doing a similar thing as Cop Busters. He's been doing reverse stings on the cops with under hidden cameras and things like that for years. He's the guy that we were talking about a few nights ago that went out and set up the cops as far as sending the guy in with a hidden camera asking for complaint forms, just trying to get a complaint form from the cops and watching how rude the cops were and how intimidating they were. That was just one of the things that he has done at the police complaint center. And so years ago on Long Island, they had a young black guy who was from A&M University, like a straight A student, really good kid. They put him in a kind of a beat up Chevy and had him drive around the streets of this white, exclusively white neighborhood in Long Island. He drove right up next to a police car, and they were following the cops in another car with video cameras. And so the black kid was pulled up next to the cops so the cops could look over and see him and see that he was black. Then he pulled ahead of the cops, turned down a side street. The cops kept going. Then he came back out from the side street, turned back onto the main street, and it was shortly thereafter the cops pulled him over based on nothing. There was no reason whatsoever for them to pull him over. He was completely obeying traffic laws. It was the fact that he was black in a white neighborhood. That's why they pulled him over. They harassed him on the side of the road for an hour. They kept him in handcuffs, and eventually they had to let him go because there were no drugs in the car. They had nothing to get this guy on. But they were trying their darndest. They tossed his car. They searched his car without his consent. He made it clear that he didn't consent to the search, and they got it all on video. So if Cop Busters goes out and does this, man, it'll be brilliant.
I agree that they just can't. It's like cop bait. You just can't. They cannot turn
resist.
Away from this. If you put a black man in a 75 Impala, spray paint, or paint that car metallic lime green with some of those big rims on it, they're not. You can't stay away. It's like the mice and the cheese and the trap. Sorry. Yeah.
So that should be a lot of fun. So that's one of the ideas they're throwing around for another episode of Cop Busters. I'm sure there's some other ideas in the hopper. And eventually we need to get Barry on here to talk about this. So have you reached out to him on that one, Mark?
I can't get. He's a big star now. I don't get hold of him anymore.
We'll have to talk to Jason. We'll work on that because we love having Barry on the show. He's quite a personality. If you haven't seen his stuff, head over to NeverGetBusted.com. Take a look there, or go to CopBusters with a K. That's CopBusters.com. We're going to come back with more of your calls. People have been waiting patiently. Back to you and whatever you want to discuss here. 800-259-9231. We'll sneak in even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can learn how to promote the show. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of various different ways you can help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. promote.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, let's talk to Ken in California. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Ken in California, going once.
Hey, evening, guys.
Hey there.
Appreciate Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ken. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about Barry Cooper, and I recently had the pleasure of interviewing right after he did that in Odessa, Texas.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, it was excellent. We're going to try to hook up when he comes out to L.A. here.
Great.
He is working on getting a show together. That's all I know, and I just heard you talking about it, and I figured I'd talk to you about it. And if you guys don't mind, I tried to real quick find one of the clips, and I know you're real big on government. And can I play you a real quick clip? Hopefully it comes through okay for you.
You can try. This usually doesn't work out too well, so keep the phone by your ear so I can yell at you to come back in case it doesn't work out.
Here, we'll go for it.
If there's ever a problem in any company, in any school, in any government, in any church, it's always the leader's fault. Remember that. Well, our leaders in this country, who were they? You know, they were our parents and our grandparents, and now
we're the next leaders for our kids.
I think Obama.
Well, anyway, that was part of it. How did it come out for you?
Actually sounded pretty good.
Okay, now I have
some dogs agree, too. So was your point in playing the clip?
Well, basically, I wanted to find something for you. There was a section in there. I couldn't find it quick enough because I'm getting ready to do my show, so I'm calling you from a studio board here. Sorry.
Sounds good.
But basically, it just struck me we need more people like Barry who are ex cops who know how they play the game and go back and give them a bit of their own medicine.
But
and
most of them don't have the courage. Most of them don't.
True.
Most cops don't even have the courage to join law enforcement against prohibition openly. They'll join anonymously, and I'm talking about active duty cops. So I know you're saying ex-cops, but
right.
I mean, just they're so scared of what might happen to them as far as retaliation from political concerns. I mean, the administrators are going to come down. They're going to crack down hard. They're going to prevent them from getting promotions. They're going to force them to do the overnight shift forever. So I mean, there's all kinds of just consequences that can come to their professional career for stepping out of line with the official state doctrine. And people like Barry Cooper are unfortunately a rarity. I agree with you. We need more Barry Coopers out there. And if we had more Barry Coopers, it'd be a really interesting situation in this country because he's a unique personality.
I guess the overall point of my clip was when you look at it, what he was saying is, and it's very true, it starts from the top down. It's what we're taught. It's how we're brought up. You have to make up your own mind. And the indoctrination in the schools now, it's crazy. It's mind-boggling. But I we're blessed to have this man. I hope he gets his show on a network. He's shooting for that.
Yeah.
And if he does, in one of the parts of the interviews, if I could have found it quick enough, he discussed how any money he gets together, he's going to put right back into the fight for freedom and liberty, and especially for, like, he's very pro-marijuana, obviously.
Yes, he is, and that is what he does. He takes his
right.
profits and he reinvests them into his business to make more videos that are helping people understand what the truth is about.
He's
a
not
lot
living
of
in the lap of luxury on people on the video sales here. He's reinvesting as best he can. He cares deeply.
That's what we do with this show too.
Yeah,
I mean, we
right.
get money in and it goes right back into the show. I mean, not just from Ant, but also it's my personal. This is not only my career; it's also my hobby, and that's what I put my money into. So you know, if I got some extra cash.
That's like on my end here. Matter of fact, we play your show. I'm on my station and yours right now.
Are you over at KCAA?
No. We're not KCAA. We know a couple people over there. I'm the internet affiliate of yours that you have on your page.
Oh, great. Which one?
Radio 94X.
Absolutely super. Always good to have you out there, and I'm glad you called tonight. And thank you for calling in.
And Barry's the greatest thing we could ever have. And yes, LEAP is an excellent organization for both officers who are past officers and officers who are active duty.
Yep, and the more officers that can join LEAP, I think the more likely more will join. So hopefully we'll have a snowball effect at some point, but I think at this point there are only two active duty law enforcement officers that have joined LEAP. So we've got a ways to go there, but hopefully with people like Barry out there doing his thing, it'll encourage more people to step forward who are within the ranks of the law enforcement community and to speak out on what they truly believe. And I thank you for the call, Ken. 800-259-9231, because there are a lot of cops out there that they know they're doing the wrong thing. They know that the orders they're following are bad, and that they're just scared. And I don't blame them. I mean, it was like you were saying, Mark, you're scared for Barry Cooper's life from these guys.
I really am. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. Here's an organization of people who are, it's their job to deal with people violently, or at least to deal with violent people and to use violence in the dealing with. They're armed, and
they don't like being made look like fools.
No, they don't. They essentially operate like a gang, not a low-level gang, a high-level gang, and they use, you know, they use the guns all the time, and they're the ones that would be investigating the murder. You're not going to get any justice. So, my advice is make sure you have cameras around everywhere. Make sure that those cameras are constantly uploading video to some remote location.
And that's not just for Barry Cooper. That's advice for anybody doing activism, especially in the realm of the police. We continue.
And, you know, if they did catch cops murdering Barry Cooper on film, it would only be those cops that would go to jail. The people that, you know, give
the
orders, they wouldn't go. And those are the ones that deserve it.
Let's talk to OJ calling from the NE. I'm not sure where that is. OJ.
New England?
New England?
Nebraska?
Nebraska?
Yep.
Yeah, Nebraska. So I guess I don't know my geography too well. What's on your mind, OJ? You're on the air.
Well, I was initially calling to talk about your frequent comment that cops lie all the time.
Yes, sir.
And are trained to lie. And I was going to point out where that's accurate or how that's accurate and how that's also inaccurate.
Okay, great.
And then we got... You got to talking about Barry Cooper. Now, I listen on the podcast, so the only time that I hear the current show as well. I'm calling, but it's kind of interesting that should come up. I do agree that Barry Cooper did execute this sting brilliantly, and that it was based on his experience and knowledge. But in your coverage of it, you referred to the letter that the police, and I'll say allegedly because you like that, that they allegedly received, and which suggests to me you've probably also seen the affidavits.
I have not seen the I've not poured through the paperwork, no.
Okay. Those are both linked off of the BBS, incidentally. I just looked at them this afternoon.
Okay.
And I'd like to point out, and you're not going to like this, but you are, quote, lying, unquote, in one of the same ways that, in my experience, cops do, quote, lie, unquote.
What do you mean?
And that you are telling part of the truth. You are saying things that are truthful, but not all of it, and implying a situation that isn't supported by all of the facts.
Okay. Well, it might not be that I'm in possession of all of the facts, so I don't know if I'm telling
a lie. Is a person who is not in possession of all the facts lying?
I'm probably not.
No, they're mistaken.
Yeah, I just am not fully informed. But what is what is the point you wanted to make on that?
Here's the thing. It was an anonymous letter, right? And it is true that an anonymous tip cannot constitute probable cause by itself. It has to be corroborated. In the affidavit, if you look at the entire letter, which you skipped over some portions, you skipped over a bunch of details that the writer of the anonymous letter provided, that it would appear that only someone directly involved in this or having direct contact with it would know.
Okay, I don't have the letter in front of me. I was just reading the raw story.
Okay.
So we're reading a news article.
Reading a news article about it.
Therefore, raw story's lying, too.
So they left stuff out, too.
Well, you know, the thing is that you've got to look at what's practical in this world. It's not practical for us to go, word by word through the letter and analyze it, and it's not practical for Raw Story to do that either. These are, they're a journalism outlet. We're a commentary outlet.
But I'm glad O.J. called in with his analysis here. I mean, O.J. is a law enforcement officer, and you're saying that from your reading of the anonymous letter and you're looking at the various different paperwork, it's your belief that it was indeed sent by someone within the Compbusters organization.
I would suspect that. It was certainly sent by someone who had knowledge before the police started looking into it. They knew things that could not have been known until afterwards.
I wish we had more time to discuss this, but we are out of it, unfortunately, for tonight. Call us back another time. OJ, always good to hear from people within the law enforcement community to get their perspective on things here. We're out of time. Spinning in here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.